Welcome everybody to the Misfit Effect.
Yeah. Welcome.
I'm Raw Star, and I'm joined here with my co-host CW, and we have a very special guest today. She is a Twitch streamer. She plays music. She's very entertaining. She's kind of like she watches cartoons and anime just like the rest of us. She's a very good league streamer and like plays other games. Rosanna, how you doing, Rose?
Hi, Raw and Chris. Thank you guys so much for having me today.
So, Rose, I took a few notes from what your streamers wanted to talk about, your viewers on your stream wanted to talk about, but let's go ahead and talk about how long you've been streaming and everything like that and what got you into it.
Okay. Well, I started streaming in 2016, so about like 2 years ago. I started streaming, and I always say this during when I stream, but I honestly just wanted a platform where people can feel wanted and feel like they have a place to turn to when things are not going well, and if they need support, then I'll always be there for them. And I always bring that up whenever I stream because I truly believe that I have a really good community, a good enough community where everyone can support each other when we need it the most. So, yeah.
Oh, I just feel kind of special over here. That just touched my heart.
That's sweet.
It's okay. You're part of the community too, so you
know. I know. Because like when I was in surgery, she was one of the people that did actually check up on me. Oh. As far as she was actually kind of sad. Like I kind of died for a little bit.
Yeah, I was sad.
Yeah. So. But yeah, that's why I call Rose like one of the people who I sub to that like will never lose my little sub icon, whatever, you know.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Every single thing that everyone does to me, even when they come and hang out with me, I just really appreciate everyone's support. And it's like I'm just a small time streamer that doesn't, you know, I don't really do much. I don't think I'm that entertaining, but you know, it's still
fun. You are very
fun.
Entertaining, Ms. Rose.
Yeah, when I play Dead by Daylight.
Except, okay. Have you ever seen Dead by Daylight?
Is that the one where, like, now they have the packs you can buy with, like, classic monster yeah. and slashers?
Yeah.
To me, it looks fun. It looks fun to play.
Yeah.
But it's not fun to watch.
I'm not into. We're going to get into that. Yeah, I grew up like watching people playing video games was the worst. It's like, oh, so it's not my turn. So now everybody watching like, yeah, I'm gonna watch this person play games for hours. I'm like, that's torture.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
that looks like a game I watch somebody play.
It is fun.
Cause I know when you were streaming last night, you were. Like you asked, who actually people watch you play? Was it Fortnite or what game did you switch to?
I played PUBG or PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Yeah, because like it's a few games out there that is just hard for me to watch. Mm. And Dead by Daylight is one of them. Like I can watch Overwatch, I can watch PUBG, I definitely can watch League, of course, but yeah. DBD is just and Osu also.
Oh, I'm going to have to put that on the lineup and play that next for you.
Please don't play. Also, basically, you put your finger on the screen and you just trace the beat.
Oh. That sounds.
It's fun to play if you have, coordination. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have coordination, it's just, okay. And then while you're watching it, it's just like, oh, I'm watching people see how fast their fingers go or how fast their clicker.
Well, yeah, it's like you're using your mouse. It's not, I don't think they use their finger, but they might. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
If
they use their mouse, I mean, finger, that'd be easy mode.
Like they have it, some people use a track screen.
Mm.
So you use.
Oh, yeah.
So I know one of the people I mod for, they do that a lot. And that's the only time I can't watch them. Like, I might have their chat open so I can, you know, make sure no one does anything. But it's hard.
Yeah. League is definitely a game that is my favorite game to stream. That's why I keep going back to it. Besides, I like IRL or Just Chatting now. They just changed it. But League is definitely my favorite thing to stream, only because I can play a game but also have the like little breaks in between when I'm back in base, and I can interact with the chat a lot more when I play League. And I've noticed that when I play PUBG or something like Fortnite, I don't have that much time to look at the chat because I'm so immersed in the game. Mm-hmm. So League is definitely my favorite thing to stream, and also music. So
I do know with League you're more able to do certain things, especially depending on what role you play. Mm. And for those out there who don't know who you are, identify what roles you play in the game, whatever.
Oh, me? Good. What do I play? Who else is here?
It's someone back in the back while I'm not talking.
You're just asking somebody that you're not a guest. But I play support mainly, and I know there's a huge stigma with how girls always play support in games, but I just feel like support is my favorite role because I'm able to play with someone else in lane and be able to synergize with them, and I think that's my favorite part. And I really like being able to help others when they're in need. So I guess it just fits my personality that I play the support role.
I honestly think that support is probably one of the most important roles in a game, mainly mm-hmm. because they are the protector of the ADC.
Yeah.
He doesn't play the game. mainly because they protect the ADC the entire game, and depending on which type of support you have, they can be, you know, the deciding factor on if, like, you win certain fights, especially if you can't compare to other champions.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, and I was saying how I know you have been on Twitch for a long time. You were watching on Twitch ever since it was Justin TV, right? And yeah, you too stream.
Me and him actually did the show together because we were that's how long we've been doing shows together. So we were playing Misfits, and while we were doing the show, they had us front, like that's when they used to just pick one person, and they used to front screen us.
Yeah.
So we got front screened, I believe, we used to, stop saying yeah, on Wednesdays. And and so one day someone put a porn thingy in the chat, and we clicked it because like we were communicating with the people, and it popped up, and some nudie popped up, and that's when they deleted us, and we just said, well, you know what?
Oh, they banned you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And then we just stopped doing that. That's when we went to YouTube, and then we ended up on the Huffington Post with this man being purpose. You're laughing. Serious.
No. Yeah, you were. I don't know about that.
This man was shirtless.
It's not about me being shirtless.
Oh my gosh.
Stubby then. Don't play.
Bro, I was trying to make you take off your shirt.
Body. It's because of what was going on at the time.
This man, it was a tweet that went out one time of a company we were reviewing. And we just tweeted out randomly. We were going to review their product. And this company.
Oh, wait, what was it?
I'm not going to say the company. But
we were reviewing. I didn't review any of their products. I remember what this is.
We
not in reviewing this stuff.
Well, we were just talking about it. We were just talking about it, and then they tweeted back to us, oh, we're taking bets to see if Chris will have his shirt on or not.
Oh, I remember. It was
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. So,
so Chris is known for taking his shirt off.
Man, it was crazy. They were like, I bet you he'll have his shirt off again. And I was like, that's weird.
So Chris is known for having his shirt off at all times.
I used to a lot of times.
Oh, so do you know the anime/manga Fairy Tail?
Yeah.
You're like Gray, the guy that always takes off his shirt. And it cuts the scene. And then he has a 10 pack. Let me see. I got to look him up now.
I'm going to have to. I'm gonna have to watch.
I don't know. I don't know what Chris tales. Chris over here. Because like,
oh,
right?
No, I got a fat head right now.
You can't see it like from where we're at, but we're at his. We film at record at his fitness studio, so we're in his gym right now.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah. So like, right next to me is a. Like the, where you do squats and everything, squat rack, and behind me.
Oh, like squats lately. Are my favorite.
Huh?
The squats are my favorite.
Well, I can't do a squat.
They're great.
I want to send you a picture of what Gray looks like. I sent it to you. But it's literally a guy without his shirt on. And that's Chris.
Yep.
That's him at all times.
Like, and he got a tattoo.
All right, yeah.
Like he'll have a shirt on in one scene and then cut to the next scene and it's like his shirt's completely off. And it's
That can be many times.
Yeah. That is a perfect representation of what he does.
Yeah.
Like naturally all the time.
Yeah,
and like,
just be like,
you look at me, I'm bundled up like full sleeve.
I know.
I don't wear shorts that much. The only thing you don't see me wearing much is socks. So, well, that too. She didn't hear what you said. She would have a complete judgment of me.
Why? What did you say, Chris?
He said,
"It is. It's. I don't know. Do you wear them now?
It's universally known that
you don't wear drawers.
I don't like to wear.
It's gross.
You don't like to wear underwear?
No. Yeah." You don't wear underwear.
How is it universally known, though? Like, what happened so that everybody knows that
you... Oh, okay. So, in college, yeah. So, in college, George would sit down in your futon, but he didn't wear no underwear. But he always, like, used, like, what is that? Gold Bond or baby powder? So, he'd sit down and be like, phew. And he'd be like, fuck. And he'd be like, ah. And I was like, wait. Do you not have draws on or something? Like, why did that come? Like, why did that baby powder come out like that? And that's, yep. He's like, no, I don't wear draws. Everybody know I don't wear no draws. Which
is a little surprise for everyone. Surprise!
Yeah.
It's a YouTube video up there about me talking about it. But it's just, it's mainly because, like I'm wearing something right now, but it's for, because of one different reason. But,
Getting too old.
No, like,
you're too old, man.
80% of the time.
Now you can't wear no underwear forever.
80%
of the time. You gotta have support.
He just likes to free ball it, okay? Leave the man alone.
Same thing over time. Yeah, balls, gravity affects them. you gonna mess around, you're gonna be standing there, and somebody like, hey, something hanging out at the bottom of your shorts. And you're like, oh, excuse me. Let me check my ball somewhere.
You two, by the time you guys are old enough to be in a nursing home together, he'll sit down just like when you guys are in the dorm, and instead of baby powder, just be two balls popping out.
Hey, George, you need to rub your balls up.
The thing is, I use baby powder because I sweat a lot, it just covers it.
You know what helps with sweat? You know what catches a lot of sweat in that area? Underwear?
Yeah, but that's constricting.
Oh, God, come on now.
Underwear constricts. It makes it and like, you know, back in the time he's talking about, I used to be more promiscuous.
Oh, so, God. What are you talking about? Are we going to go there?
We should stop.
So right what now. Else you do for a living?
She plays.
Oh, me. Oh, yeah. Not for a living. Wait, we don't want to continue with this, like, penis ball talk? Or
no. I mean, we can, but...
No, we always like to talk about penises and balls.
It's okay. My stream always ends up talking about that stuff anyways. But I do have a day job, so to say. I work in the human services field, so I... Even in, you know, in real life, I do... support others. I work with the elderly and disabled, and so I've been working in this field for about 5 years now, so I do enjoy it.
I mean, are you, you're not in the same place you were before, right?
I actually am working back at the same company that I was working at last year. That was torturing me, but now I'm all right.
All right, because I just know you had someone over you that you wanted to, you know,
murder. Hurt
mentally.
I mean, yeah. But she got fired, actually. Some juicy drama there. Yeah, because of me. Not because of me, actually, but, like, I had an exit interview, and I basically put her on blast because I felt like it wasn't right for her to treat employees like that. And so I basically spilled all the beans, and then...
With the tea.
Yep, the tea was spilt.
She's like, this hoe is a whack. I'm out.
Fuck that hoe. But no, I was like, I told HR about, you know, everything that was happening with her. And then afterwards, she kind of screwed herself because she sent, like, this inappropriate article to the CEO of the company. So they launched an investigation on her, and I was the first person they called because of the exit interview. So, So, yeah, she got fired after that. Well, so I came back.
I knew you did enjoy where you worked at. I just know that she was the only problem from what you had told your stream before.
Mm.
You know? So.
Yeah. Yeah. But besides work and streaming, I do play a lot of music, and I do a lot of arts and crafts. So.
What kind of music do you play?
So growing up, I did play a lot of instruments. I played the piano, and I played a Chinese instrument called the dulcimer. I was in chorus. I played the flute and the violin and the Chinese drums. So I have a long lineup of instruments that I can play, but I only play the piano and dulcimer now.
When I first met you, I'm going to say it like that, you were playing, was that the dulcimer, was the instrument you were playing with your sister?
Yes, the dulcimer.
It was amazing.
Like, yeah.
I believe she was the first person that I met on Twitch that I followed because of her music.
And, oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You weren't playing video games when I stumbled upon your stream.
Oh, I do remember when you first came. It was when I was doing my first 12-hour stream about a year ago. And I do remember. I was like, oh, okay, this guy's really cool.
I try sometimes.
No, you're really nice. You always have such a positive impact on the community. So,
yeah, it's so random too, because one of her mods is like literally my neighbor.
Oh yeah,
like
10 minutes apart. Like
2 minutes. On 2 minutes. I'm gonna say when you go down the hill.
And yeah, and you almost got roasted in that forest fire like 6 months ago, or a year ago.
Only a year ago. That was last summer. Yeah, and I ended up. When I said I was able to my friend's house to escape, I was in his house.
Yeah, and he never left. He just stayed in his house. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Well, like, my person I lived with stayed there, too, because the whole thing was if we didn't jump
the freeway?
Mountain, we would be okay. Oh. You know?
Yeah, there's another forest fire now, isn't there?
Yeah, it is. But it's like an hour away from us, and it's in Malibu.
Oh, okay.
The people, like, and I'm gonna say this, I don't feel bad about saying it, but the people whose houses are burning down, like, it's probably just their guest houses.
Hey, some people really live in Malibu, Maine. Like,
Chris? Like, yeah, Chris?
Like, I was about to say, Gerard Butler.
Yeah, oh, Gerard Butler. Is he an actor?
And then one of my clients, I don't know.
So who's the most famous client that you've had? Raw.
Raw, me?
Prince Raw Star.
Okay, mine. Well,
I mean, like, he actually trains them, but as far as client, like, you mean as far as my day job?
No, I mean, Chris, I was just joking. I was saying that you were his most famous.
I gotta think of his name.
Well, he wasn't that famous then.
Jason Ross. Yeah.
Who is this?
He's a trance DJ.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but he's trained children of other people too, though.
Oh, okay. He does look buff. He does look like he got a little bit of something going on.
But it was good job, Chris. A long time ago. No, Jason, he looks really skinny.
Oh, so that wasn't your doing? His muscles are bigger than you.
Is
It was when I got him started.
You taught him the basics.
Who else? Kia Roberts. She was on a couple shows, I guess.
I don't know Kia Roberts.
I guess this is a show called 50 Central. It's a 50 Cent show. It's a 50 Cent comedy show. I don't know what channel it's on. I think it's on BET or something. They're famous to someone.
But,
yeah, that's it.
50 Central.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. So that's mainly what...
anybody else?
I don't know who you... I know who you know and who wanted to know you more intimately, but...
Who? Wait, who? What?
Oh, the tea. The tea is hot. Spill it.
I don't even know some of the stuff George B.
But not the real Vanessa Williams, the fake one.
Oh, that's not a fake one. Her name is Vanessa Williams.
I know.
She's just not Vanessa L. Williams.
Did you... Do you remember the movie called Soul Food?
No. Heard of it? No.
Well, it was a TV show version of it. And it was a spinoff.
It wasn't even a spinoff. You know, when they make the lame television version of something, they're like,
actors
and make a TV show out of this movie.
They found an actress with the same name as the real one.
She played a different character, though.
The same name, and they put her on the TV show, and we were at a gifting suite, and she actually volunteered.
Yeah.
She wanted,
she was like, "You want to take a picture with me?"
Wanted a picture with him.
Then she went
and found our Twitter and our Instagram, and she followed.
Actually, she might have checked me.
Chris. You must have showed her your pecs. You must have taken off your shirt.
No, I had a weird old haircut back then. It was weird. It was like I messed up. I had this curly fro and I messed up cutting it. And then I had to get this other haircut. But the barber didn't do exactly how I wanted to do. So I looked like, my hair kind of looked like, are you familiar with the River City Ransom Games?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Why do I say me like there's somebody else here? No, I'm not familiar with them.
I don't know. It looked like one of those weird, like, rockabilly, weird, curly thing. It's weird. Yeah, I guess, I don't know.
Somebody
got some game.
I mean, like, she hit on you, and then crazy, crazy lady hit on me. So.
Oh, you got the crazy one?
For a while, though.
Yeah, she's on a new CW show too.
Oh, what show is that?
I don't know. I gotta Google her name, but she's on some new show. Yeah, Rose, a celebrity asked me to take a picture of her with my phone and then text it to her.
Oh, so that was her way of being like, "Give me your phone number."
Exactly.
Like, wow.
But you have. To.
I didn't think about it.
Maybe work it smooth on him. They're like, "Let me get."
I know.
I mean, like, that was the
maybe we can collaborate. You want to do my website?
Yeah, that's how they get me.
Hey, you want to come over and talk about your website? It's 11:30. Oh, I just stay up late. Yeah.
That's how they get me. She's on a show called All American.
Oh, yeah. So on that commercial that they shot in the gym, it was starring the star of All American, not Taye Diggs, but the other guy, Daniel Ezra.
Yeah, but she's one of the lead actresses on it.
So that's a crazy lady that hit on
you? Yeah, she got mad at me because I wouldn't bring her cat food.
Oh, or she wanted you to be her assistant.
No, like she wasn't working.
So wait. You wouldn't bring her cat food?
Yeah.
Or you wouldn't bring her cat?
I want to make her a cat comment.
Okay.
Wait, so she ate cat food?
No, but basically she wasn't really working.
I'm not working. You know, I don't be working sometimes. Also, so I give me a little cat food. Get me through.
All she was doing was doing those training sessions. Like, I'm an actress that's been in this amount of movies.
Yeah.
Come watch, let me teach you how to act, yeah, even though I'm not doing nothing big right now.
Yeah.
And she said, hey, can you bring me some food for my cat?
Right.
And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm not dating you.
Yeah.
And like at this time, like I was broke. I mean, this is when I still lived in.
Oh yeah. We lived in that 4-bedroom. Man, yeah. God. Rent was so cheap. We should kick those other people out. It could have been a ghetto paradise until somebody got murdered in a stairwell.
But yeah.
That happened.
Maybe she was starving.
From the hose track.
Maybe she did really eat the cat food and it was like the cheapest bulk she could think of. And then she was like, I need the cat food, but I'm going to say it's for my cat.
Yeah, maybe she needs some, or maybe she didn't even need some cat food.
Maybe she
needs some cat food.
If she wanted me to come over, she knew
some cat food.
But no.
Wait, does that mean she was like.
People, they'd be like, oh, I need this. Some people be like, ooh, Rose, I left my wallet.
I'm going to say
ooh,
this.
Ooh, sorry.
He knows that, like, for some reason, I attract or I get in communication with really crazy ones.
Really crazy? They'd be good looking. They'd be, ooh.
Isn't there a phrase that's like, don't stick your dick in crazy?
I mean.
Too late now.
I mean, but I would love to be like, that's the best place to stick it. Oh, strong.
But the thing is, like, he always jokes that, like, but yeah, I like, I'm not that attractive. But however,
damn,
I know what I look like. The thing is like, I got standards, and they're really high.
Oh, so I don't have standards?
No,
I really for a long time really didn't.
Oh no!
I was like, everyone is beautiful.
Hey, I think that everyone has something about them that is beautiful.
Boom.
I say that all the time.
She gets it. She gets it.
Even if it's your personality, even if it's, you know, you got nice ass hair, something about you has to be attractive.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be, but probably.
Yes. I mean, it's supposed to be.
We'll see, George. You know, I'm a fitness professional. But I like all body types. So, you know, I mean, and then I understand that, you know, some people have unique looks that are, I can't be like, well, you know what, you ugly just because you just don't look like a whole nother set of people. That's weird.
I mean, like, I don't base it upon.
Hey, I'm just trying to justify being a hoe.
I'm a hoe, but. For a good reason.
Good reason.
Rose.
I love people.
I told them what I used to do when I was back in my bad days. And they judged me.
Porn?
They were judging me earlier, Rose.
The porn?
No.
porn?
Porn has it.
What do you be telling these women?
I'm gonna be honest with you.
How much porn do they think you've done?
Rose, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Okay.
I have only messed sexually with one porn star, porn performer in my life.
Oh, okay.
True story.
Only one.
I think you told me about her.
Now, I had an opportunity to do it with a few more, but no, like, I'm very,
you're not a hoe. See that, Chris?
I'm more subtle with
what it is.
I want, like, now, these days, I want something that I can hold on to. Back in the day, I didn't care. I used to go after freshmen that were virgins. So that was me back in the day.
That's just evil. I wasn't that evil.
That's a predator right there.
What'd you say, Rose?
Nothing.
I got to record. I can go back. You might as well say.
Come back. I was saying that's a predator right there.
No, going they were over 18.
The weak prey.
They were over 18. Yeah, they were over 18, and like I used to be subconscious about myself. So I said, what was the best way to make sure I could be significant to someone else? And I'm like, well, if I go at the virgin, like, you never forget your first. So I'll go at the virgin thing so they'll never forget me.
You just wanted to leave your mark on this world. I get it.
Exactly. As long as I ain't get them pregnant, I'm good.
Well, if you do get someone pregnant, you can leave an even more permanent mark
But some does hurt her on the pocket. I like to party too much.
But some of these girls I messed with back in my heyday, I wouldn't want to have a kid with.
Oh.
Well.
Your morals are still intact.
Yeah. But that was a long time ago, you know, back in my Winster days.
You know. Back in my day.
Yeah, because Rose knows how old I am. Yeah.
And it's okay. I'm almost there.
Always, Rose always lies about her age.
I'm 35.
you're
35. 35. You're 280 pounds, 6'11". Rose, ASL. Rose
is taller than me. So,
am I?
Yeah, you're 5'6".
No, we were the same height.
You're 5'6", right?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm 5'4".
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, if I got a few pieces of my spine taken out, I'd probably be 5'4", too.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. I mean, I would 5'7".
See, that's not your real height. Your real height is 5'7".
Yeah. But, you know, they do my height now. It's like, oh, you a mini me, aren't you?
That's messed up.
George Jr.
You see how this man, this is the main person that don't want to say my other name.
Oh, Rostar.
He did it right all day.
Poppy Rostar.
It's Rostar.
Yes.
That's why I call you Raw. I can't call you by your real name. You won't allow me to.
I want him to. He just
allow Smow.
I know. That's why I noticed that he did call you by your real name, and I was like, ooh.
My mother doesn't even call me my real name.
Yes, she do.
I got
poop. I heard her call you by your real name.
Do you ever call you? Have you heard her call me Raw Star?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I heard you call her both. You ain't Sting.
I've been going by this nickname since 96.
People with G names don't like their names. You and Sting. You know his real name is Gordon, right?
I don't know.
Gordon? I won't say your real name.
I guess there was something he was recording and he messed up and somebody was like, hey, get it together, Gordon. And then like everybody just went silent like, this motherfucker didn't. You just didn't call Sting Gordon, did you? And they're like, oh, sorry. He's like, no one, not even my mother, called me Gordon.
Oh, good. So I'm trying to think back of what everybody in your stream wanted to hear you talk about.
Well, someone suggested music, and we touched upon it a little bit.
Yeah, we didn't go fully. We got into this and get into, you know, testicles and all stuff, and now we got to get back on track. So, as you see, like I said before, we talk about random stuff, and we're never fully on topic. So, when you were younger and you learned all these instruments, what was your goal?
Well, to be honest, I learned these instruments because my parents put me and my sister through it, and it was kind of like a force for us to learn things and to stay busy. But after a while, I really did start loving playing the dulcimer and the piano, especially. Those are my two longest lasting instruments. Like, I've played them since I was 5, so about like 30 years. Almost fine. But
30.
quote unquote 30. But yeah, I've been playing them for pretty much the longest, and I enjoyed them the most. And after, you know, I wasn't really being forced to do it, but my goal was just to be better, I guess, just to better myself and just to improve. Not necessarily be the best, but just to be better for myself.
So, I respect that. Yeah, I tried to play an instrument once, well, two instruments, and I failed miserably. And I gave it up.
What was it?
The violin. I played that in middle school, and that was just sad. Very sad. It was pitiful. And I tried to play piano, and then I messed up this finger. And then...
Yeah,
I fell at work.
Oh.
And, I was in a... what do they call it? Like a string? What they call the things? A brace thingy? My finger?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was in that, and I had like
a cast?
Yeah, cast, thank you. So these two fingers were taped together when I was in actual class for piano. And because I couldn't play anymore, it was like, well, I had to drop the class. It was only 8 weeks for that class. Every day for 8 weeks, I had to drop it because I couldn't play.
Mm.
And then
do you still want to play an instrument?
This hand's gone. This hand's like won't allow me to do it.
You play the skin flute.
I was going to ask him if one of the instruments he played was the skin flute.
I don't really know.
Are you still like kazoo?
Yeah, you can play the kazoo. Technically, you can play the melodica, which is like kind of a piano. You only need one hand for it.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, I could play you something. What do you want me to play?
Your favorite song.
I don't know. You know Porter Robinson Shelter?
No.
No.
The...
No. But it sounds
It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
The only thing I can play is like cowbell, probably.
More, we need
cowbell?
More.
Cowbell? Triangle. You can play the triangle.
The triangle too. Like well, how do you exactly see a triangle in a marching band? Ding.
You can be the conductor dude in the front.
I mean, that would still allow me, like, I need to raise this hand up all the way, and I can't do that.
Oh.
Yeah, literally, when it happened, I couldn't even use for this whole side. So, he can tell you that my strength has gotten a lot stronger since then, but it's not there yet. You know? Mm. So, I'm not using anything as an excuse, I just know my limitations. So, six minutes.
Oh, he six more up, minutes?
He got up to ask me how much time we had left. He could have just said that or looked right there where it says the time.
Oh, that's where the time is. I'm seeing. My bad.
He doesn't want to talk to me anymore. I get it. We can cut it.
What do you have against Rose?
I don't have anything against Rose.
We all love Rosanna.
But it's kind of like talking to Charlie, and we're Charlie's angels.
Oh, because her face isn't there.
But no, nothing.
Because what?
No, he's like, you ever see Charlie Angels where you don't see Charlie's face?
He's like, what's the next mission, Charlie?
And like,
I'm sorry.
What's the next mission,
Rose? I turned my camera on. I'm just like a huge potato right now, but yeah, I'm fine. What's her move?
I'm always a potato.
I come around. yeah, this is actually my stream setup.
This is my stream?
Yeah, and this is my little professional microphone and my professional camera.
Actually, that microphone right
and
there
is
the one I want to get eventually. I was wondering about
that. Oh, this one?
Yeah.
You want the Rode NT USB?
Yeah.
Not sponsored. $150 on Amazon. 2-day shipping, Prime.
All
right. The one we're using right now cost me, this microphone cost me
$3.
$3? Yeah. So the app. It's a new app I found. It is called, where you can get a whole
you
bunch
don't
of.
Fuck up your sound.
No, it's really.
.com?
No, it was a whole bunch of, like, it's called Wish. There's a lot of stuff from China that...
the China trash. Yeah, I know that site. My mom owns that company. I'm joking.
So like, hey, if you can wait a week or two, hey,
shit, man, nah, man.
I mean, they say it's
stuff in China. Sometimes it's like, it's a gamble.
I got a wallet. Yeah. Like, I got an earpiece.
It came in 4 days. You're like, oh shit, I'm gonna order some other stuff from China. And then you're like, 6 months later, you're like, what is this? I ordered this.
Yeah, I don't trust that stuff at all. It's like
it depends on what it is.
But you're right, not to trust it.
It's really cheap. So, but it works. It works great. I mean, like, you know, you can get something that's cheap and you can, and it just does what you want it to do. Like, I wouldn't use this thing to stream when I stream.
What made you buy it? Or were you just like on eBay one night? Like,
No, I was on Wish.
Oh, you're on. Oh, no, actually, oh.
The app.
You're on Wish.
The app is called Wish.
I know Wish.
It's an app.
I know Wish. Like, I know Wish. They sell a lot of leggings and things. They're like, hey, here's this for $1. And then.
And you have to pay for shipping or whatever.
Yes, yeah, for shipping.
It's like all polyester.
Like, you probably can't see this, but it's a Fortnite hat. Free.
You bought that?
No, I'm just saying, for example.
Yeah, how much is shipping? It's not actually free. They say
it's $2. Uh-oh.
She's like, no.
We lost you, Rose.
Let me tell you about this free shipping.
She was thinking into it. She got me baited.
And then Big Brother was like, nope. You're not about to break down this. Mm-mm. You're not about to tell them the truth.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I think I lagged, or you lagged. I was sitting here like.
It probably was us. We lost. So it was on there for 2 minutes. But so, Miss Rosanna, I'm going to give this to you to say. You like your social media, because we're at the end of the stream, end of the podcast. And, so everybody can
pretend it's a stream.
We need you. More bullet points.
You can follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/rosebananax33 or Instagram at kittenxmittens.
And
I don't use any other.
And Twitter.
Twitter?
RoseBanana33. Okay, I think our internet's missing.
It's banana 30. I don't think I'll put you in my top 8.
No,
that's my space. But yeah, thank you for coming through. Everybody, if you want to follow anybody at the Burbank Misfits, we're Burbank Misfits on Twitter, Burbank Misfits on Facebook. We are the Burbank Misfits on Instagram. Follow me at Rawstar. Follow him
at CC Fitness LA
on Twitter and on Instagram. Just underscore genetics underscore Chris on Instagram. And so thanks for tuning in. And thanks again for our lovely, lovely guest, Rosanna. And I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you guys so much for having me. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of fun.